Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Wisconsin's Morning News at 8:38. Eric Bilstad along with Michelle Richards. The new city flag in Milwaukee is long overdue, and the process to get a new one starts today. That according to Alderman Peter Bergelis, who joins us now on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. You know the people's flag, Michelle. This is the one that was organically created a couple of years ago. And there's some pushback on whether or not everyone is on board with this flag, but let's hear it from Alderman Bergelis. Okay, Alderman, what's your hope today as far as the people's flag?
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Today we're introducing the file to start the conversation again. The city had the opportunity to adopt a new city flag 6 years ago. The council at the time punted to the arts board. The arts board punted back. It turned out they issued a RFP to start the process over. There were no takers on that process. In the 5 years since, we had a pandemic, and this kind of got sidetracked, I think. But in the meantime, this people's flag has been organically adopted by the people of Milwaukee, and it's time for the city to catch up.
Yeah, I feel
the
like...
flag.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. The flag we have now is a great flag. It's a time capsule from 1955 Milwaukee. So I don't want to discredit it, but it's not relevant today. There's a lot of imagery on the flag that doesn't reflect our values today. The people's flag, I see it as timeless. It's a new dawn, sun rising over the lake, with representing the three original towns of Milwaukee and the three rivers we have. This people's flag will last more than a lifetime.
So I feel like it has already been adopted in spirit, at least. How are you feeling about the chances of it being officially adopted?
Well, you know what? More residents and constituents that I talk to tell me that they thought that it already was the official flag for the city of Milwaukee, and they didn't realize that the city hadn't officially adopted it. I think the chances of this passing the council are good. Colleagues think that the process 6 or 7 years ago with the online-only contest, there were some opportunities for improvement, and that's why we're going to do a summer outreach roadshow with the flag to make sure that people know what it is, what it means, and get their feedback on what they think.
Yeah,
we'll come back.
I'm curious about that, Alderman, just because I know there's been pushback before. I mean, I've spoken to even the mayor at one point had pushed back on this flag a little bit, and others. So I'm curious that you seem confident that the council, as it's currently constructed, would be on board with this.
I think everyone wants to hear from their constituents, so it's important to get out in the community, let people have their voice, talk to your alders, send them your comments, and we'll have that. We'll start the discussion in July. We'll have that roadshow in August and wrap it up in September for a vote. And then the flag would be officially adopted at the city's next birthday in January.
Alderman Peter Bergelis joining us. It's 8:42. I know you got a hearing here in 3 minutes, so we'll let you go.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your time.
So this is the flag. If you can't grasp the idea of what flag this is the one it's yellow and blue. It's got like the sun on it there, and it's supposed to be the sun at the lakefront there rising. And it's got a couple of different imagery aspects to it. What I remember about all of this, it was actually pretty cool. The idea was just created by a group of interested citizens who were tired of that old powder blue, silly looking flag that we have now. And they actually put together a pretty amazing setup. Like, there was a lot involved in it. There was different restrictions and aspects of what the flag imagery would have to be. I mean, they accepted, I want to say, hundreds, if not at least 100 different applications of flags. Then they had them all distributed.
Over 1,000.
1,000, thank you. I was going to say, I knew it was a lot. But then they whittled it down, and they had some from people from far and wide, some from here locally, all that were part of the final crop of flags that they got it down to. And those were all on display at City Hall. It was like a big event. I covered it. And it was pretty cool actually talking to these different flag designers. Some had gone to like MSOE and other school, MIAD and whatnot. And others had gone to other schools where they were not necessarily art students, but they were in the engineering and just different aspects of what the city was and could be. And it was so interesting. And you always thought like, wow, this is the one thing the city did that was just completely organically created. And then a few years ago, there has been this pushback from some aldermen who don't feel that it's, you know, that it had excluded some neighborhoods, it had excluded some demographics, and that not everyone was brought to the table, so to speak. So that's why I'm just surprised to hear Alderman Bergella say that he thinks this is going to, he's confident this is going to work. I feel like there's no political will to actually make this the city flag.
Well, and the original, the current original flag that was designed in the 50s, does that really represent all the demographics?
Great question. But like, they might even start this process again. Like, it wouldn't shock me if they go, okay, let's start and let's open the bidding up again and do this another time. We'll see. Yeah. Either way, you see this flag everywhere. You're right. Like, people think it's already the city flag.
I like the simplicity.
8:45.